Okay, today's Gemara is Sanhedrin, Davav. Davav. Two notes on Hey Amabez before we continue with the new section. That is, one shorter note and one more lengthy note. First of all, the Gemara quoted a story, I didn't have time to mention this, about the man who came and paskined, and he didn't speak properly, and he wasn't clear, so they weren't sure whether he said Mebitzim and Mebitzim. Some used that whole discussion as a raya against the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo writes in Maseches Bava Kama, Dalet Yud Aleph, that when we talk about eggs, and especially Maseches egg, we should call it Maseches Beya, not Maseches Beitza. Because Beitzim also have other connotations, so therefore, though, the Yamshel Shlomo says that we should call it Maseches Beya, because that's Aramaic. Right, Bey is Aramaic for egg. So maybe we should call it Bey. That's the Yamshel Shlomo. The Likutim on the Mishnayos at the beginning of Beitza quotes this and says, I don't know the difference. Bey is just the Aramaic for Beitza. There's no difference between the words. And the Minog in general, and most is not like the Yamshel Shlomo. We call it Maseches Beitza. And we're Mekadesh every all the words of every language that we say. So some use that as, this Gemara also has a Raya, that he must have said Beitza. Right, because Beitza and Mebitzaim are what sound similar. You know, if it's Beya, and you know, then it wouldn't be a discussion. So that's just one ha'ara that they use that against the Yamshel Shlomo in terms of how to say the word. Number two is the sugya I wanted to mention about Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Again, this is a huge topic, but just to mention a little bit, a couple of the issues that come up. Tosfos quotes that Tosfos and Dirmas Ella quote that even the Argamar says you can't paskin in your if your Rebbe is within three parsos. The Gemara in Eirvin seems to say you can't paskin even outside of parsos. Even outside of Gimel Parsos, you can't paskin. Where in Eirvin Daf Samach Bay sounds that way. Tosfos answers that's only without Rishus. Without Rishus, right, Chutz L'Gimel Parsos. That's when the din is. Meaning without outside of Gimel Parsos, there's a chiluk. Within Gimel Parsos, then, it's mashma that even with Rishus, it's not allowed. And the question is, why not? Right, why can't a Rebbe be mochel? Rebbe can't mochel? Right, you can paskin, Why can't a Rebbe be mochel? Question one. Another question, the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Samach. Tosfos does not quote this one, but it's the other case where this comes up. Tosfos says you can't paskin, the Gemara says you can't paskin in the place of your Rebbe, even the most pashut item. Bi'ata b'kurcha. Even an egg in milk, you still can't paskin. So the question is, again, why not? What's the difference between, why would it make a difference? If I'm saying a davar pasha, we're going to get to today, a dvar mishnah, so why would there be an isser of paskin malakon rabo? And finally, the third question, and then we'll answer. The third question is the Rambam. The Rambam has distinctions that don't really appear in the Gemara. The Rambam quotes in Hilchis Talmud Torah that Ezehu cholik al rabo, this is Hebez, Zesha koveya lo medrish v'yoshe v'doresh umalameid shaloh shes rabo. What does cholek al rabo mean? If you set up a shul, or set up a base medrash, koveya medrash, v'yoshe v'doresh, umalameid shaloh shes rabo, v'rabo kayam, v'yavavish rabo v'medina acheres, even though the rab is in another area. And then he continues, l'kvoa atzmo l'hora'a, v'leishi v'lahoros l'kon shoel, afilu hu b'sof ha'olam, v'rabo b'sof ha'olam, asur l'horos ashiyamas rabo. By koveya medrash, which is something more than cholek, something more than just paskin b'makam rabo. So where does the Rambam get this from, and what's the svara of being koveya medrash b'makam rabo? That is totally something that is totally usur, even if your rabo is alive. So the question is, what exactly is the problem with mora halacha b'makam rabo? So on the surface, you might just say the Meiri has a line like this in Ksubis that if your Rebbe's there, I'm going to be intimidated. And I'm not going to be able to think straight. And I'm not going to paskin correctly. If I know my Rebbe is close by, if I know my Rebbe, so Bali Day, the Meiri in Ksubis says, Ein roi lasos kein sha'adavar karov lavo lidei shigia. You might make a mistake. That's one idea. That's some Rishonim suggest. The most common idea, though, many of you would guess, what's the svara of the Isra paskin b'makam rabo? Kavod harav. Kavod HaRav, it's not kavod. Your Rebbe's here. How can you paskin b'makam rabo? So it's kavod HaRav, even if the Rebbe is here. If that's the issue then, though, so the question is, why can't it be mochel? Right? Tosfos says, within shalosh parsos, he can't be mochel. Why can't it be mochel? It's kavod HaRav. Oh, and also, is it kavod HaRav to tell somebody that you're not allowed to eat meat and milk together? Bi'ata b'kudcha. Right? Is that kavod HaRav, the most davar pashut? Right? Is that Kavod HaRav? Oh, if I tell somebody that it says in the Torah, Rishis Baruch Elokim, oh, that's not Kavod HaRav. What's wrong with that? So maybe there's even something deeper. And that is a third idea. Not just, you might come to make a mistake, not just Kavod HaRav, but not Kavod HaRav, but Kavod HaTorah. And Kavod HaMesorah. Our Mesorah defines that there are Rabbeim and there are Talmidim. And it's our job, and it's our position. And if somebody's a Rav, it's his position to let the Shilohs go to the greater Rav. If it's a case of, if your Rebbe is in town. If there is a closer source to the Mesorah, a closer source to Har Sinai, the Mesorah demands I go to that source. Not because of my Rebbe's coven. But that's how the Mesorah works. We go to the best source, the closest source possible to Har Sinai. And nothing to do with the Rebbe. And therefore the Rebbe can't be Mochel, because it has nothing to do with him per se. It has to do with Kavod HaMesorah. The Torah demands that you go to the source. So that's why, Nafkamino, you might not be able to be Mochel. That's why the Rambam might say that it's a din of Kviyas Medrash. It's not just if it's about Kavod. So then that Rambam might be related to Kavod HaRav also. But it also might be related to Kavod HaMesorah. If your Rebbe has a base medrash open within a certain area, you might not be able to open up. What else? Other Bi'at HaBakudcha, even something simple. If it's about Kavod HaRav, it shouldn't make a problem. It's not a Pachisus in his Kavod to paskin something to Pashit. But if it's about Kavod HaMesorah, the entire Mesorah demands that I go to the original source, so then that behooves me that I have to go back to the original source. Also, this might relate to an idea that Margolius Hayam brings up. Margolius Hayam says, what about, does Chok and Kavod B'Makom Rav apply, not Chok and Kavod Paskinim, B'Makom Rav, does that apply to Nevuah? We know from Parshas Bahaloscha, Eldad Umeidan Misnabim B'Machane. The Gemara later on in the Gemara is going to compare that to our sugya of Paskinim B'Makom Rav. So should it apply to Nevuah? So let's think, if it's a chash ta'us, I might not get the nevuah properly because I know my Rebbe and nevuah is going to be here. Probably not, because nevuah is a given to every individual navi. If it's an issue of Kavod HaRav, then maybe it is a problem. It's Kavod HaRav. If my Rebbe is here in nevuah, so if Moshe Rabbeinu is here, Eldon Ameida should be misnava. So maybe that's how the Gemara compares it. If it's based on Kavod HaMesorah, it also probably doesn't make sense that it should be a problem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all Nevuah. So it might not be an issue. By the way, Bizman HaZeh, is there an issue of Paskinim B'Makom Rabo? Somebody's Rebbe lives in Gimel Parsos. So there are two issues. Number one, some say there's no issue, because really we don't have the concept of Rebbe Muvah today, in most cases. Because we learn so much from Svarim, not just from a Rebbe. Sometimes we have it. If Rov Chachmaso is from a certain Rebbe, so then that's a Rebbe Muvah. But because we learn so much from Svarim, not just from a specific one Rebbe source, so maybe the idea of Chok and Kavod Paskin Makom Rabo does not apply. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in Yerideya that a Rav is not allowed to Paskin before looking into the Svarim, because those are his Rebbeim. And if he doesn't look into the Svarim, it's as if he's Paskin without asking his Rebbe. So that's discussions of Chok and Kavod or Paskening B'Makom Rabo. There's one other source. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a sicha about this, not exactly the way I formulated it, that it's Kavod HaMesorah in the new Sichas Musars, Simen Sam, and that's not new material, it's just arranged differently, in Simen Samach Aleph. So there he quotes the same idea, that it's not an issue of Kavod HaRav, but the nearest mishum kach chomer who onshol shel hamor halacha b'fnei rabo she'ena mishum kavod rabo elvad ela shehu mevatel as milas hazakenim sheyesh leklal Yisrael. Similar idea. There's a concept of zakenim sherak kishi Yisrael nishmaim lezakenim nechshav sheyesh lehem zakenim avol kishkolach and mor halacha b'atzmo batel koach hashpas harav v'yidei kein ma'abdim leklal Yisrael as zaknehem v'yavo when it comes to terrible situations. And then he said, that's his idea. Again, but he separates it from Kavod HaRav per se, but it's Kavod HaYadus, Kavod HaZakenim, Kavod HaMesorah. So that's his similar idea in Simen Samach Aleph when he talks about it in Parshas Shemini. Okay, let's continue. Okay, again, today's sugya, as you will see, we could really have a couple of hours of Shiur Aman. This is Sanhedrin. What can we do? We have to cover what we can. Today is Lumbus. Tomorrow is a lot of Agadata, story-like, Maimarim. But we'll do what we can. Says the Gemara. We just got through the story that we figured out how it was related to the sugya of Kavod HaRav. That's what Rashi explained. Ein Chok and Kavod HaRav. The Gemara says as follows. Pshita. We see where we are? About 15 lines up, 12 lines up from the bottom. Pshita. Put your keys down if you want. Pshita lapalga ha ka'amar de mahani. If I give smicha for partial smicha, for separate areas, that works. So we know from the Gemara, right? Because what the Gemara just spoke about. Yora, yora, yadin, yadin. Right? Different smichas in different areas. So it's obvious that that would work. Al tnai mai. But can I give smicha for a certain time period? You could have smicha for the next 2 years. Then you got to come back to ask me for smicha again. Am I allowed to do that? Al tnai? So mai, so tashma, the answer is yes. Damale Rav Yochanan l'Rav Shaman. Rav Yochanan said, Harei ata birshu seinu achatavu etzleinu. You have rishus from us until you come back. Right, he was going to Babel for a certain amount of time. So he says, you have rishus to judge until you come back. Right, so therefore you see, you give rishus for a certain amount of time. Period. Okay, gufa. Amar Shmuel. We had this back on Daf Gimel. Shmuel says, Bezan with two, they're allowed to judge. B'di'eved, but it's called the Bezan Chatzav. A chutzpedik Bezan, it went against the Me'ikar Hadin. Right? Okay, only had two. Yosef, Rav Nachman, V'kamer L'shmaitza. Rav Nachman said this din of Shmuel over. Esvei Rabbel, Rav Nachman, Rav Asakasha. If it's true that you can have two B'di'eved, so why in this case? Afilu, Shnayim, Ezakon, or Shnayim, Achayvin. Ve'echad Amreini, Odeya, Yosef, Hadayanim. What if you have three, and one abstains? Two say chayiv, two say zakai, and one says, I don't know. What's the halacha? You have to add on dayanim. You can't paskin with the two. But the question is, v'isa levi kishnayim shedanu. If two could be, if Shmuel is right, you could have two b'di'eved, so then why in this case? Forget the guy who says any odeya, it'll be like shnayim shedanu. Answers the Gemara. A crucial line, we got to figure out what it means. Shiny hasam, de me'ikara, adaita de tlasa yasivi. No. Will you start off with three, and then one says any odeya, that started off with three. So you gotta finish with three taking part in the psak. Even if it's 2-1. Right. But, hacha, by two, you start off with two, lav adaita detlasa yasivi. They didn't sit in mind with three, and therefore, one doesn't have to finish with three, because you start off with two, that is good enough. What does this mean, that you started off, so you can end off? So the Yad Rama says that, we'll get back to this Yad Rama also, Ezrat Hashem. The Yad Rama says, you go by Tchilas Din. Tchilas Din determines for the whole Din. Tchilas Din. If you have three Tchilas Din, you need three at the end. If you have two, so you have two. It's all a Din in Tchilas Din. If that is the Pshat of the Gemara, there are parallels that we have in other areas that Tchilas Din determines for the entire Din. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Vav, Ein Dayanim Yoshvin Ladun Bedin Al Pachos Mishava Pruta. Somebody brings a court case on a feather. He stole a feather of mine. He brings it to court. How much is a feather worth? Half a pruta. Bezin doesn't have to deal with that. Okay, maybe the guy, it's still considered stealing. Right? The stealing even Pachos Mishava Pruta. But you don't deal with Bezdin on Pachos Mishava Pruta. But, Vim Huskaku Lashava Pruta, Gomrim Dino Nafilu Pachos Mishava Pruta. What if they thought it was a Pruta case? So then, even if it turns out that it was less than a Pruta, you finish the case. Right? So you see, Tchilas Din makes a difference. And then there is another example. Another example of the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the later Perek, Daflamid Beis. What does the Mishnah say? Dini Maminis, Maschilin Bayom, read the Lashon, Dunin Bayom, V'Gomer Balayla. Mishnah beginning of the fourth parak. You could judge during the day, and Gomer Balayla. But Dini Nefash is Dunin Bayom, V'Gomer Bayom. Dini Nefash has got to be all by day. Dini Maminis, you could start by day, and finish at night, and the Gemara there brings a pasuk for it. Again, what's the Svara, Pashas, like the Yad Rama says here? You go by Tchilas Adin. So if the Tchilas Adin was by Yom, that is all good enough. There is a machlokas. What happens if Bezin just judges everything at night? Ovar Vadon Balayla. So that's a machlokas quoted in Bava Basra, in the Rosh, in the 8th parak. The Rosh quotes, V'rashbam kasav, shem kiblu edus balayla, yesh lohen ladun al piosa kabbalah. Right? The Kabbalah says this at night, the whole thing at night, okay, but the evidence is okay. Avar vadon balayla is all okay. Says the Ramban kasav, no, the Gemara didon pliga, no, I don't think so. You can't start at night, but the evidence, you need it by day. You need it by day. Shemina minash emasu tchilas din balayla ein klum v'huah din kabbalah seidus. Kabbalah seidus cannot be at night. The din cannot be at night. So the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ramban, right, both quoted in the Rush in the 8th parak of Bava Basra, Ches Gimel, whether you could have the whole din at night. So there really seems to be this question with a couple of other issues brought in. There's a machlokas achronim, how to understand the halacha of Dunin Bayom Vagomer Balayla. We got into this because Pashtus, it's parallel to our Gemara. That if you start off good, so then it's a good enough. If you start off with three, you have to end with three. The Tchilas Din determines. If you start off with a Pruta, then whatever you finish up, it's still considered a Pruta. So the Granat says, Pashtus, like we would have thought, in Bava Basra on that Gemara, that Granat says, you know, the reason that it works by Tchilas Din Bayom, and Gomer Balayla, V'yesh L'tamua, the Sofa Din, he says, Had the Gomer Din Kasher Balayla, Mishem Dehaschala, Oysa Bayom. That's the reason. That's what Granat says. And who is he arguing on? He's arguing on the Ksos. Because the Ksos has a Chiddush. What does the Ksos say? Ksos says, based on a couple of questions, which we're not going to go into now, in Simen Hey. Simen Hey, says the Ksos, L'chein Nir Lani Yaz Daiti, the Gufa Din Ki Dekoi Koi, the Kasher B'dieved. Really, din at night is okay. V'hu, the kiva de eno pasal ela tchilas din balayla, v'gmar din kosher balayla. There's a special din that tchilas din has to be by yom, says the Ksos. If it's not by yom, okay, you didn't do the tchilas din properly. But that doesn't ruin that sof din could be balayla. V'im kenim avru v'dana balayla, nehi de pasal haya tchilas din, haynu hamasav amatan, mikamakam gmar din, de haynu masha amru, ish ploni atachayiv, zehu b'kashras ben atorah, de hagmar din kasher balayla. Says the Ksos, there's no din of doing din bayom. There's only a din of tchilas din bayom. If I messed up and I didn't do tchilas din bayom, okay, so I messed up the tchilas din. But the sof din is fine. And then listen to his raya. He says, midi dahavi l'dayanim shepasku azina b'li masu umatan. Let's say the dayanim, for some reason, didn't do a discussion. They didn't do a tchilas din. They just did a sof din. Delo mifsal b'shem zeh. Doesn't become pasul. Diim kein, kiva de gemara din kasu. If you just have a Gemara Din, you see, Tchilas Din is not connected. The Imkein Kiva, the Gemara Din Kasher Balayla, Imkein Im Avru Vadanu Balayla, Vadai Kasher. And that is the Svara for the Rashbam. Then he goes into discussing the Machlokas. So that is the Machlokas between the Ksos and the Granat. Why is Gomrin Bayom, Dana Bayom, Gomrin Balayla? Is it because, like our Gemara says, Tchilas Din determines, like the Granat says? The Granat says, the Tchilas Din is Koveya. So therefore, if that was Bayom, that's good enough. Masha'enkein, according to the Ksos, this Gemara has nothing to do with the idea later on in the Mishnah of Dunin Bayom, Vagomer Balayla, because there is just a din of Gemara Din does not have to be. Does not have to be Bayom. It's just a din of Tchilas Din Bayom. Good. But there is another pshat, and then we'll move on, to the Gemara, different than what the Yad Ramah says. Again, I'll read you the Yad Ramah now. I didn't read it before. The Yad Ramah says, you know why this is okay? Because Tchilas Din determines, right? What's the Lashon? Adaita de Tlasa Yasivi. Vahavi le kemand denachis adaita de Beitlasa. Vishtaklach de lo havi eletrei. De akerle kavi ayu. De adaita de haki lo yasvi. Right? If you go in thinking three, so you gotta have three. The Chavishi Aran has a little different shot. Chavishi Aran says, what does it mean? The Yishlom of the Sphere le Lamaksha. The kiva, the tiritzlo, shani hasam, the meikara adaita de tlasi yasivi klomar, shalo hayu rotsim ladun bishnayim ela begimol, ba'u ladun kide shalo yehe bezdin chatzuf. Says the Chiddush Aran, it's not a din in three, it's a din in odd number. Adaita de tlasi yasivi, and therefore you can't end up with two, because that's a different quality of a bezdin. It's a bezdin chatzuf. What will be a nafkamina? Ran and Yad Ramah. What if you start off with five? And then two say any odeya. So in that case, according to the Ran, it should be okay. Because his point here is that you start off with an odd number. So you end up with an odd number. Mashiachin, according to the Adar Ma, that would still be should be a problem. Because you start off with five, you have to end up with five. Everybody has to give a psak. Okay, let's continue. So that is about the Daita Tisfasa Yasivi. Where are we? Five lines from the bottom. Eisvei, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hadin Bishlosha, Upshara Bishnayim. Din is with three, Pshara, compromise, is with two. Din Bishlosha, Upshara Bishnayim. V'yafek koach, Pshara mikoach Hadin. And Pshara is even greater than Din. In what way? Sheshnayim shedanu ba'alei dinim yicholim lachzor behen. If there were two judges, then it's not a good din. The people can be chozer bo, the parties. Ushnaim shasu pshara in baladim yocholachzor behen. But two people did pshara, baladinim are not allowed to be chozer bo, because pshara was accepted. But what do you see? Shnaim shadanu, the din is not a din. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says shnaim shadanu is dineim din, but they call it bezim chatzav. And here it says the baladinim could just say no, we don't want to accept it. Answer, and if you want to say, the Rabbanan argue on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, but then we had Rabbi Abba already, back on that base, that everybody agrees that two people can't judge. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Gavra, Gavra Karamis. You're asking Rabbi Avoh and Shmuel? So they argue. Shmuel, Rabbi Avoh says, everybody agrees, ain't dinayim din. Rabbi Avoh says, that's wrong. Shmuel would say, I think some people say, dinayim din. So if you can't ask me kashas, Rabbi Avo on Shmuel. So Gufa, let's talk about this now. Amr Rabbi Avo, Shnayim Shadonu Dine Mamanis, Ludivri Akol, Ain Dinehem Din. Rabbi Avo says, two are never good. Two are never good. Right? He holds three, you need me to Oraisa. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. Asa Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avava asked him, Don Es Hadin, Vizika Es Achayev. If somebody judges and judges incorrectly, he's mezakeh the chayiv, he's mechayiv the zakai. Timei es hatar, tir es hatamei, and he said the opposite. Timei es hatar, he made tamei the tar and tar the tamei. So let's say if it was a kohen and it was truma that he had to throw it at and he had to burn it, or if it's something else, if he couldn't eat it patara, whatever the case may be. So Masha Asa Asui Umishalam Yaveso. What does it say from there? What's done is done, and he has to pay for it. But what is it? Done. Done is singular. So it's one person. So about one person was done, so it sounds like the din is good. You just have to pay. You just have to pay for it. That's against Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo says two people or less, that judge is no good. So by the way, why does he give these cases Chayiv Zakai and Tamei Tar? It reminds us a little bit of the Gra, right? The Gra in Parsha Shoftim. The Gra says on the Pasuk, Bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. The Gra on that pasuk in Adaras Elio, it's all written by the Talmidim, it's not the Gra himself. Talmidim says all of Torah can be split up into three areas. Three areas of Torah. There is dini mamonis, monetary matters, there's iser v'heter, and there is tomentara. Those are the three. And that's what he says, bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. Dam ledam is iser v'heter. Dam Tahar and Dam Tame. Bein Din Ladin is Dinim Amanis. Bein Nega La Nega is Tumentara. Nega Tsaras. So that's the Gra. The three areas of Halach is alluded to. If you have any questions, you go to the Shofet, Ashayyev, Yemehim, in those three cases. So here it has two out of three. It has two out of three. It has Dinim Amanis, Zika and Chayiv and Zakai, and it has Tame and Tar. It doesn't have Asar and Mutter. Lachor, because that's not causing, maybe it's causing a loss somewhat, but it doesn't have that one here. So ask the Gemara, it's a kasha Rabbi Avo, because it's a singular, and the din is a din. So achamai eskina tekibluhu alayu. No, the case is here, where they were makabel. They were makabel him, so therefore he's not going to have to pay, like we had yesterday. Mumchalarabim, if he has rishus, then he's pater. So ihachi amai mishalim yibeso. Right, so why does he have to pay? Da'am relate, da'ai says lay din Torah. Why, he still has to pay, because they said to him, we want a din, not a mistake. If you made a mistake, so then you have to pay for it. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, what type of mistake are we talking about? Amalei Rav Safar L'Rabbi Abba, the Tav Amai, what type of mistake are we talking about? Ilema the Tav B'dvar Mishnah. If we say B'dvar Mishnah, Toeh in something that it says in the Mishnah. V'ha Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Asi, Tav B'dvar Mishnah Chozer. If you make a toss in the Dvar Mishnah, so then of course, the whole din is nothing din. If I paskin that, you're allowed to plow on Shabbos, so that's not a psak and I have to pay for it. That's not called a psak. So Toeh is something obvious. So Ella the Toa b'Shikol Hadas. So the case is it must be that you were Toa in Shikol Hadas, meaning it wasn't clear It was some type of svar. What exactly is shikol hadas? The Gemara explains. Hey chidami b'shikol hadas, umber of papa, could go tre tanoi b'tre amoroi, to pliga adadi. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. V'lo itmar, hefazel lo kamar v'lo kamar. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin about this case. And the sugin da alma aliva da chayminayo. But the general Gemara and the minhag of the Yisrael is to go like one of them. The azal iuv avaki idach, and this rabbi goes and paskins like the other opinion, the one that nobody goes like, hainu shikol hadas. That's shikol hadas. So it's a balance. Shikol hadas means it's a good din. Right? The din is a din, even though it's against everybody. The din, and the party who got the money could say, I'm keeping the money. Doesn't say anywhere that you were wrong. But he still has to pay for it. He still has to pay for it because the minog and the sugyas are against what he says. Good. Stop there for a minute. What exactly is a tabid of our Mishnah? How do you define a tabid of our Mishnah? So if it's in a Mishnah, that's for sure a tabid of our Mishnah. But the Rambam expands this, that even if it's in the Gemara, right? If it's davar hamafurish b'shas, right? That is also a tabid of our Mishnah, says the Rambam. In Vav, where are we? We'll wait to do that. The Rambam says, Ta b'dvar Mishnah. Kal dayan, shedon dini mamanis, v'ta, im ta b'dvarim ha-geluyim v'ha-yiduim, kigon dinin mefurashin, b'mishnah o b'talmud. That's what he says, it's Ta b'dvar Mishnah, b'mishnah o b'talmud. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses, but this is also in the Rush later on. We'll get to this. What about Gaonim? Are you allowed to argue on words of the Gaonim? We had Shi'urim. You're not allowed to argue on anything in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to argue on anything in the Gemara. That's the language, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Ravina v'Ravashi Sof Hora'a. That's the language, and the Ramah quotes that. The Ramah quotes that. The Gemara quotes that, explaining the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, that a Dayan is not allowed to go against anything in Shas. He can't. The Shas is off limits. Right? He can't. What about Rishonim? So you could argue on a Rishon. I mean, wouldn't it be a good idea? But a Rishon is allowed to argue on a Rishon. And Achron could argue on a Rishon. He wouldn't if he would be against all the Rishonim. But look, the Gra argued on Rishonim. Right? But that was the Gra, because he was like a Gaon. But are you allowed to argue on the Gaonim? Are the words of the Gaonim considered Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah? That's a Machlokas later on. Later on in Sanhedrin, the Rush quotes today as the Ravid and the other Gaonim, other Shitas, whether you're allowed to argue on the Gaonim. But that's another question. How far does Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah go? It's for sure Mishnayis, it's for sure Gemara. What about Gaonim? Right? So that is a question we'll get to later on in the Masechta. It's two days in the Rush. Okay. Wanted to quote one more, idea. Where, let me find it. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel here, quotes, on Tal B'Shikol Adas, he quotes the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi. He was bucking everything, Rabbi Yosef Engel. So, he says, he quotes this din of Tal B'Dvar Mishnah, Avol Tal B'Shikol Adas, Eino Chozer, V'chayev L'Shalem Ba'oso Hayom. So he has a whole discussion, what do you mean Ba'oso Hayom? Why does the Dayan have to pay right away? So he quotes that we find other sources that if a Dayan knows that a certain party is chayef to pay, and he knows that he's going to get a better price for his items, like on a market day, he might be allowed to tell the person, you know what, you know, wait a couple of days till you get more money for your items. But when it comes to the Dayan having to pay, do it right away. Don't wait for a better market day. That way, if you made a mistake in judgment, today, don't wait for a good day where the rate is good. I'm going to wait for the rate is good. Nobody knows if the rate's going up or the rate's going down. You always hope for the best. But so that's, maybe he says that's what's meduik in Rashi. But also Yom, the Dayan has to pay. Dayan has to pay right away. Okay, that's a little bit about Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Lema Kitanoi. Let's say this is really a Machlokas Tanaim. What's a Machlokas Tanaim? Shmuel and Rabbi Avahu. Whether two judges are okay b'di'evet. Let's say that's a machlokas tanan. Why? The following. Bitsua bishlosha divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim b'shara Rabbi Yochid. It's a machlokas. Bitsua is a synonym for pshara, compromise. Is that with three judges or is that with one judge? Why does the wording switch? It's the same thing. Why does Rabbi Meir call it bitsua and chachamim call it pshara? So the Yad Ramah says, because we're going to see on Amud Beis, that Rabbi Meir doesn't like pshara really. So he calls it bitsua because that's also the word that means stealing. So just to show that he doesn't really like pshara, he uses the lashon of bitzua. So either way, 3 and 1. So savrua de kuli alma makshidim pshara ladin. So maybe, what's this machlokes about 3 and 1? So we say maybe everybody holds that you're compare pshara and din. My lab hakamiflagi. The mar savar din bishlosha, mar savar din bishnayim. So maybe that's the machlokes. The one who says pshara is with 3 is because din is with 3. The one who says pshara is with less than 3 than with 1 because he holds din is with 2. Right? 1 or 2. So isn't that the machlokas? This machlokas hanam is the machlokas between Rabbi Avahu and the and Shmuel. The question is low. To kuli alma din bishlosha. Maybe everybody agreed his din is with 3. The hacha baka miflagi. The marsavar makshinim shara ladin. The marsavar lo makshinim shara ladin. Right? Well, some say we compare and some say we don't compare. Maybe that is the machlokas. Nothing to do with din being with 1 or 2. Lechora not. No difference between 1 and 2.
So why
did
the say 1 and before we had 2?
Right. So maybe by din, there might be a difference between 1 and 2. Well, we'll see. Maybe it'll relate to what we're about to say. But you're right. We're not being mechayev between 1 and 2 right now. Lemaisa.
Okay, but they choose the words carefully.
Correct. Right. Why did it say ma'isav a din b'shnayim? It's just paralleling because Rav Avohu said shnayim shadanu. You might just say it's just paralleling that lashon. Tosas points out in Bisua, an important line, even if you compare pshara to din, they're not totally comparable. Why? Because pshara has to be unanimous. And din does not have to be unanimous. By pshara, you can't vote on pshara. It's got to be unanimous. Says Tosfos in the fourth line of Tosfos, ubi pshara lo azlina basaruba ashi eskimu shlashton ladas echad. Right, and he quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Kiddushaymi Beit Lasa, if I'm going to sell you something based on what these three judges estimate, afilu tremi got Lasa, then it's even 2 out of the 3. Kidda Amri Beit Lasa, based on what these three people say, Adami Beit Lasa, until the three people say. And Tosa says, Pshara is like the second one, Ad Kidda Amri Beit Lasa. If he makes the din, if he compares it to the case of what these three people say. The Aruch Haner asks a question on Tosfos, does not really answer it, and he says, I don't say Tosfos quotes a Gemara which has nothing to do with Pshara. But he just quotes that Pshara is like, I say, I'm going to sell this to you based on what these three people say. So they need all three, not what these three people estimate it as. So why is Pshara, how does Tosfos know that it's like Kidda Amri Beyinshi and not like Kidda Shami Beyinshi? Question one, the Aruch Haner. That's the question we'll deal with. What's the answer? Aruch Haner. So, B'shem Rav Soloveitchik, the suggestion is made, Rabbi Sachs quotes this from the Rav, and is quoted a little bit in other sources as well. What is Pshara? Din is a form of Birur, as we know. Birur, clarity. We figure out with Dayanim, we figure out what the din, what happened, and then we're Mechayiv. Pshara, by definition, is not to get to the Emes. By definition, you are sacrificing MS for Shalom. That's what Pshara is. So you're not going down the road of Birur. You're going down the road of Shalom. So that's what Pshara is, a very different context. So maybe using that you can answer the Aruch Haner's question. Because Kiddushaymi Beyinshi, like what these people estimate, and you're really figuring out what it's worth, that's like a din. If you're really figuring out the MS. Tosis compares it to Kiddushaymi, whatever they say. Whatever they say would be best in this case. That's why Pshara is more similar to the second case. That's what the we're going to have it on at base. Just to mention it now, some Tanam are going to say it's a mitzvah to be botzeya. Some Tanam are going to say it's asur to be botzeya. How can you have a machlokas like that? Mitzvah asur mikatzeh al katzeh. So maybe the point is because Pshara, according to the Rav, is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's amazing and wonderful. You make it shalom, benish l'reyu, amazing, it's wonderful. So it's mitzvah. But on the other hand, you're going against MS. You're sacrificing MS. That could be terrible. Asur l'tzoa. So the same idea might be so great and so terrible. Mitzvah l'tzoa and asur l'tzoa. Just to read you one word, the Rav also has a, Soloveitchik has an article about this in Reflections of the Rav, where he talks about the concept of pshara. Din pits one party against the other. The dayan analyzes the relevant facts of the case and applies the appropriate legal sanctions as prescribed in Choshen Mishpat. The law is administered with cold impartiality, and its decisions are dictated by objective data. One party emerges the victor, his case is vindicated. The plea of the other is denied. Discord and resentment persist, even as the court docket is cleared and the case is closed. The legal issue has been resolved, but human bitterness continues to fester. Only the rough. In Pshara, however, social harmony is the primary concern of the Dayan. The fine points of the law and the determination of precise facts are of secondary importance. The goal is not to be juridically astute, but to be socially healing. The psychology of the contenders, their socioeconomic status and values, as well as the general temper of society, are the primary ingredients employed in the Pshara process. These considerations are evaluated within the broader halachic parameters of the Choshen Mishpat, and the final resolution of conflict is a delicate and sensitive blending of both objective legal norms and subjective humanistic goals. For this reason, Pshara is the preferred alternative, and he continues, you get a little bit of the Rav, it's just delicious, just nothing like him. But that's the Rav Pshara. There is halacha l'maisa, in most batei dinim, they have what's called Pshara Karav L'din. Many times you go to a Bez Din and they make the party sign a document that says we agree to do Pshara Karav L'din, meaning somewhere in the middle. They'll use a little bit of din, but they'll do Pshara as well. If anybody wants more in gray matter, Rabbi Jachter has an article on Pshara Karav L'din. That's Pshara. Weiter. Again, you could spend a lot of time on this. Lema Tzlasa Tanoim Pshara. Shall we assume that there are three Tanoim in Pshara? Right, related, David, to your question. In Din, we don't really find a difference between one and two. But, in Pshara, Lema Tzlasa Tanoi, Demar Savar Bishlosha, one says three, Umar Savar Bishnai, Umar Savar Biyachid, because where do we have two? On the bottom of the previous Amud, we had Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who said Pshara Bishnayim. And we just had two Shittas here, one and three. So are there three Shittas in Sara? One, two, and three? Amar Avacha, Breder Avika, Vitamer of Yemer, Bashalmiya, no. Manam Retre Afilu Tchanami. The one who says two by Pshara really holds one by Pshara. V'hai dek'amar trei kihechi delevo aleisadi. Two, which is good advice. You know, they'll function as the witnesses also. If they have to testify afterwards about what happened, they'll be able to say. We know aid ain nasa dayan, but a dayan could become an aid, the opposite way. An aid in the case can't become a dayan, but a dayan could testify about what the psak was. So it's just a good aid. Amar avashi, shma mina Pshara in sricha kinyan. By the fact there is an opinion that says you need three by Pshara, it must be that the parties do not have to do a Kinyan Chalipin by Pshara to show that they're serious about committing to it. Because if they do need a Kinyan, so why would you ever need a Bezdin? Why? They'll be serious, have two people, the witnesses will be able to witness it, and a Kinyan will show that they're serious. What do you need a Bezdin for? There's no Psak here. So it must be that Pshara does not need a Kinyan. But the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, Pshara tzricha Kinyan. Even though that sounds logical, but we paskin, no. Pshara needs a Kinyan, we need a Kinyan to make sure that we know that these parties are serious. There are two major sugyas that we could talk about now. We'll talk about one of them. One is Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin, what type of Kinyan it is. That's one that comes up here. But the other one that comes up really here is this big Tosfos. Tosfos brings up the sugya of Pshara. I'm kind of being mochel. Right, let's say I could really win. But I'm mochel, you know, Pshara, okay, I'll be mochel, I'll take 50 instead of 100. Does Mechila need a Kinyan or not? When I'm mochel, do I have to do a Kinyan Chalipin for Mechila? So that's 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos here is a big discussion. Could you prove it from here? Could you prove it? Could you prove it from other Gemaras? And the Stipler on this Tosfos, right here in Sanhedrin, he made this Tosfos famous. It was probably famous before the Stipler, but he helped to make it more famous. He discusses what's the root of Mechila. You owe me $100. I say, don't keep it. Don't worry about it. So what's happening there? Is that what's called siluk? I'm just removing myself. I'm removing myself. You owe me something? I remove myself. I'm a salik myself. Or do I look at it? No, it's as if you paid me and I'm giving it back. I'm being machne you. And again, the stronger you say, there's the concept of shibudim, as we spoke about at the end of Bava Basra, that I have a kinyan in your properties, so then the more you would say, it's hakna'ah. I'm giving it back. So that's a big sugi in the achronim. Is mechila a siluk, I'm removing myself, or a hakna'ah? Nafkamina, could you be mochel to a katan? A katan. A katan can't be kone something unless Tosfos says, das acheres, makne. If your makne is like to a katan, what if a katan owes you money? Keep it. So if I'm just masalik myself, the katan doesn't really own it. But if I'm makne it to him in Lamdis, then it could work. Many nafkaminas. To this, we don't have time to go into them right now, but one of them is kinyan. Kinyan chalip. And if it's a hakna, you might need a chalip. And if it's a silik, you wouldn't.
Okay, then.
Tosfos discusses how much of Shara's Mechila. Yes, how much do you have to do? And also, when is the Kenyan we're talking about? Is it when you agree that let's go down the Pshara route? Or is it once they give the Psak of Pshara? So that might have to do with how much Mechila and Pshara go across with each other. Tana Rabbanan, right there. K'shem Shadim B'Shlosha, Kach Mitzua B'Shlosha. Just like Din is with three, so too Pshara is with three. Nigmar HaDin, Iyata Rashai Lefsoa. But once the Gemara Din takes place, you can't do Pshara anymore. What does it mean, the Gemara Din? Rashi says, Ish ploni ata zakai, ish ploni ata chayiv. Exactly what the Gemara did is what we would have thought when Bezin gives the psak, which is basically what the Gemara says, three lines from the bottom, which Bezin Hashem we'll get to tomorrow. Tosa says, after the Gemara din, you can't do pshara? Of course you can't do pshara, the din's finished. What's Rashi talking about? So Tosa says, no, it means once they decided what they were gonna paskin, but they didn't paskin yet. That's Tosas Ashita. Machlokas Rashi Tosas, what this means. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Ozer, Rabbi Yosi Eglili Omer, Asur Lifsoa. Rabbi Elazar says it's usur to be botzeya. What does that mean? Rashi says two important words. Mishavol adin. If you come to court to get a din, so then you can't change your mind. Can't change your mind. V'chala botzeya harei zachote. And anybody does pshara in this case after deciding to do din harei zachote. Maybe using the Rav's idea, because once you start going down the road of MS, you can't change to forget MS. And if you think it's a good thing, you give a bracha to a botzeya, then it's disgusting. If you bless somebody who does pshara, then you are despised by God. Get to the emes. Because the mishpat is God's. And Moshe. Aval Aaron. Oiv shalom v'rodiv shalom. Umesim shalom en al machaveru. Aaron ha'kohen. He was an Olive Shalom or Olive Shalom Shinamar, Torah Themis Haisa Bethiu, Ba'avla, Lo Nimsa Bisfasav, Bishalom Bemisha Halach Iti, Verabim Heshimi Avon. So Arnakoin went differently. Arnakoin went differently. And Rashi here quotes the Chazal we all know. He went to everybody and said, you know what, so and so feels bad, he wants to apologize, and he brings Shalom, Ben Yishlam Reyehu. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, fascinating. Wouldn't everybody not fall for it after a while? Aaron HaKohen is coming. Oh, because Aaron HaKohen, he's going to say, I'm sorry, the other guy wants to forgive me. Wouldn't they not fall for it anymore? And how many times can Aaron HaKohen go say to somebody, you know, so-and-so wants to apologize to you? What a great kasha. Right? So says the Ben Yehoyada, quoting his son. He says, my son, Rabbi Yaakov, told me, no. He says, you know what Aaron HaKohen used to do? He was a very shrewd cookie. You know what, if we could say that about Aaron HaKohen. Right, Aaron HaKohen used to go and say and start off talking like in the negative. He would go to Shimon and say, Reuven wronged you? If he really wronged you, you shouldn't talk to him for the rest of your life. And you should hate him. And he's like, yeah! And you should do this, yeah! But you know what, if he didn't do that, then you really should rethink. And then he would get them in, and then he would, how do you know that from? Where do you know that from? What does he say first? It says, Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom. He would love Shalom, Oev Shalom, so then he would run. He would run Shalom out of Rodev Shalom, run away from Shalom. His goal was Oev Shalom. So then he was Rodev, he would run against Shalom. He would say, you know what, this guy, if he did this to you, he's a bad guy and you shouldn't listen to him. But then ultimately, Mesim Shalom and Ishlareo. And then he would get to the goal of bringing Shalom. But he was shrewd, he went. It reminds us of another Chazal. He didn't quote it, but it reminded me of another Chazal by Kalev ben Yefuna by the Meraglim. Remember the Rashi? Kalev says, do you know what Ben Abram did to us? And they said, yeah, what did he do to us? And they thought he was going to say something bad. So he got them, and then he says, Karol lanu asayam, he gives lanu asaslav, he did everything to us. So again, sometimes in order to get into somebody, you got to pretend that you're going to say something bad and end up saying something good. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Haresha Gazal, Sa'ash Shel Chitim, Betachna Va'afa V'Hifrish. We're going to darshan this pasuk more about Tzeya Berech. Somebody steals some flour, and he grinds it and bakes it into challah. V'Hifrish, you made a challah, Kesen Mevarech. What bracha does he make? Is this talking about the bracha of Hafrashas Challah or the bracha of Amotzi? It's a big shayla. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha on Dover Isser. So according to Pashas, you might say this is the bracha of Hafrashas Challah. Ein Zem Mevarech El Menois. No bracha there. Why? Mitzvah ba'aveira. The Gemara doesn't quote that principle, but that seems to what seems to be what it's based on. Mitzvah ba'aveira. V'al zeh ne'amar u'botzeh beirach mi'etz Hashem. Right, if you make a bracha on this situation, Hashem hates it. We don't have time now, we'll start tomorrow. Again, all these dafim are unbelievable and they're huge. Tomorrow's a very big daf. Start tomorrow. Don't we paskin, there's a concept called shinui kona? Right, I stole flour, I baked it. Shinui kona. So why shouldn't, it still has the status of stolen bread? Why can't I make a bracha? We'll deal with that tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo nemre botzeh ala keneged Yehuda. No, botzeh was said regarding Yehuda. It's not about pshara, it's not about chal, it's about Yehuda. Shenemar. V'yamar Yehuda lecha, ma betza, kinar gesachinu. What profit is there that we kill our brother? Let's throw him in the pit. V'chal mavarech as Yehuda arizim inoitz. Why? Because Yehuda should have taken him home. He saw the brothers would have listened to him. So he should have said, let's go home, instead of just saying, let's not kill him and throw him in the pit. V'yalzeh nemar botzeh beirach niyetz Hashem. Fine. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Amar, mitzvah l'tzoa. First opinion said aser, the second opinion says mitzvah, meaning even if you started going for din, it's a mitzvah to be botzeh. Shneamar, emes hu mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. V'halo b'makam sheish mishpat ein shalom, makam sheish shalom ein mishpat. How could there be shalom and mishpat in the same pasuk? Right, shalom and mishpat are two opposites. Ella izeo mishpat sheish bo shalom. What's mishpat that has an element of shalom? Havi omer ze bitzua. That's pshara, that's compromise. V'chein b'David u'omer, and David also, v'hi David oseh mishpat u'tztaka, David did mishpat and tztaka, l'chol amo. V'alo v'kol makom sheish mishpat ein tztaka, u'tztaka ein mishpat. Ela ezeo mishpat sheish bo tztaka, v'yomer zeh bitzua. Fine. Little more. Asan l'tana kama. What does the first opinion do about this pasuk? Donath adin zika sachai v'chai v'sazakai. What is the first opinion that says, you know, how to do pshara, what does he do with this pasuk? So the following. David HaMelech, even when he judged correctly, v'ra'ash in ischayv ani mamon, and he saw though that he made the ani pay, v'shilem lo mitoch beso, and, but what did David do? He then took money out of his own pocket and paid the ani back. So zeh mishpat utstaka, that's mishpat and staka. Mishpat lazeh, utstaka lazeh. Mishpat lazeh shehechzer lo mamon. This guy got his money back. Utstaka lazeh sheshilom lo mitoch peso. And this one, he paid out of his own pocket, and therefore he did shalom also. Skip the parentheses. The Marshal does so we can too. Kashila the Rebbe. So let's go back to the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama said this pasuk is referring to David HaMelech and not general. Hai l'chol amo l'animi boilei. So this is not staka for everybody. It's only for the poor people. So Ella, no, it's for everybody. Ella, afal pisha lo shile mitoch beso, zeo mishpat utstaka. Even if he wouldn't have paid from his house, it would still be mishpat utstaka. Why? Mishpat lazeh utstaka lazeh. Mishpat lazeh shehechshu lo mamono. It's mishpat for the guy who got back his money. Vitztaka lazeh shehosik zeila mitachas yado. And it's good for the one who paid because David HaMelech got stolen money out of his rishus. So that's why it's stuck up for that person too. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot here, but maybe we'll start Be'ez Hashem tomorrow with the concept of mitzvah ba'aveira, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with a lot of the Agadic lines. One of the best, can't say that, but really one of the most amazing gruz of all time is on tomorrow's Amud. The Maritz Chayis quotes it. It's from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, the six questions. One of the most amazing gruz to answer Tosis is Kasha on tomorrow's Daf. So be there. Hashem, tomorrow, Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. Okay, we will continue.